This is Ozarks at Large. For centuries, the treatment of indigenous people in the United States has had direct and indirect effects on our country. The forced removal of tribes is very much a segment of our part of the world. Fort Smith's history is linked to the issue, and it's part of the new documentary from Larry Foley, a professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas. The film, Indians, Outlaws, Marshals, and the Hanging Judge, will premiere tomorrow night in Fort Smith with a limited socially distanced audience, but also with a premiere on Facebook. We recently reached Larry and asked him about the film and its title, a title, he says, that has served well as a succinct description.
I'm working on Indians, Outlaws, Marshals, and the Hanging Judge. And then I don't really even have to tell them what the film is about. They know that's what it's about. Indians, Outlaws, Marshals, and the Hanging Judge. And there is an order in it. In the story, there would not have been a story as it related to Judge Parker and any of the other characters without American Indian removal and what happened after that. And then, I guess we probably could have called it, put it in any order. But then the outlaws began to move into the territory. And that meant that, you had to put in some marshals to round them up. And Judge Parker actually wasn't. He comes last in the title because there was a corrupt judge. I mean, overtly corrupt judge before Parker was hired in 1875. And, you wanted to punctuate the film with him. I thought that, it's a rather graphic title. I guess I could have been more politically correct and called it something like Indigenous Peoples, Convicted Felons, Law Enforcement Authorities, and a Frontier Judge, but that wouldn't have been nearly as colorful.
No. And one thing that we do know about this period and geography that is covered in the film is, if anything, it's colorful.
It's incredibly colorful, and at times darkly comedic. It's violent at times. It's just most curious all the way through. The topics include racial injustice, accusations of police brutality, Indian affairs. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it?
It does.
Things we're still struggling with.
Yeah, as I watched a preview of this, I thought, what an interesting time to be making this documentary.
And I have to tell you that was not what I thought about when I launched into this, because I've been thinking about this film for a heck of a long time. In some ways, I have been thinking about this film since the days when I was a Cub Scout in the 60s, when my pack went down and toured what was then the Fort Smith Museum and included the old commissary building that's now on the side of the Fort Smith National Historic Site. And I've done various projects that kind of dip the big toe in the deep end of this story, but I've wanted to do this for a long, long time. What happened was that all of these present-day elements have just kind of roared to the forefront. And then the timing was made perfect when I found out, and I had already jumped off into the deep end, but when I learned that, oh, by the way, being Fort Smith, we've commissioned a 12-foot-tall statue of Judge Parker. Mm. So it's like, okay, no turning back.
Especially, I think, people who grew up or have lived for a long time in Fort Smith, some of these legends have been passed to them since they were school children. But, of course, your job is to separate legend from what we can as closely ascertain in history as fact. How difficult is that with this subject matter?
Well, it was one of the intents was to do some myth busting. And there's a lot that surrounds Judge Parker and his court and those deputies and all the other characters, some bigger than life, some notorious. And I, as a journalism professor, and as a former reporter, I still consider myself a reporter, but a reporter of history. And I take that point of view when I'm digging into any story. There's a lot of literature to dig into, and I dug into about everything I could find, and a lot of it is myth-based. There are newspaper accounts. There are many actual quotes from Parker and a lot of the other people that were, in the middle of that story. So, the research that I did was both exhaustive, and I'm talking about content and visual research. It was both exhaustive and a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, in the course of all of this, we found a photograph of the real gallows that for a long time nobody knew it existed, because right after Parker's death, the city of Fort Smith was just sick of the notoriety of becoming, the place for the Hell on the Border jail and the hanging judge. So by order of the mayor of Fort Smith, they burned it down. And so that was the end of that until they decided, well, wait a minute, we got something here. Let's rebuild that as a tourist attraction. And so we have the only known photograph of the gallows. I was able to work with the National Archives, and they, with me just not giving up and finding a good curator, archivist, they found the letter written by Isaac C. Parker asking President U.S. Grant to be appointed judge for the Western District of Arkansas. And they also found the letter of appointment. So, we are telling a story full of all kinds of rich tales. And we are being as true to life as we possibly can be. If we make a mistake, it's not for lack of trying to get it right.
Let's set up for people who maybe don't know as much about Fort Smith and what was then the Western frontier at this time. What was life like? We've heard the Hell on the Border and things like that. After spending so much time and going such a deep dive into this, how would you describe Fort Smith and the land west at this time?
Well, what happened after the Civil War, we're at a time when people were just murdering each other right and left, and a lot of folks were just wiped out by the Civil War and began pouring into Indian territory. And then they decided, well, we can go up to Coffeyville, Kansas and rob a bank, or go over to Missouri and hijack a stage, and we can go hide out in Indian territory, which was, now the state of Oklahoma. And get away with it, because the feds aren't going to come get us, and the Indian tribal courts and law enforcement folks are not able to come get us. So, as Elliot West, the historian from the U of A, says, the whole place had just gone feral. And so that's why Judge Parker was dispatched to Fort Smith. It was on the border. Indian territory had become a dumping ground at first for what we have known in history as the five civilized tribes. And then over a period of time, the government began rounding up all kinds of tribes, Western tribes. In Western history, we think about certain towns like Deadwood and Tombstone and Dodge City. And those towns certainly have their place in Western history. But I think I make a fairly good argument in this film that no place had the significance in the real story of westward movement, in the story of cowboys and Indians and good guys and bad guys and judges with quite a reputation. Fort Smith was right in the big fat middle of that. And here's the thing. Think about two of the most well-known Western novels of all time. Fort Smith is prominently featured in both of them, Lonesome Dove and True Grit. Now, True Grit is a theme that resonates all throughout our piece, because Charles Portis, who wrote that book, that bestseller, and two movies which were later made of it, he mixes a fictional story with real-life characters. Judge Parker is in True Grit, and we quote that in the film. And George Mallet and the Hangman is in there. Portis in True Grit writes about the spectacle of a public hanging. And so Fort Smith is a great town to when you're really studying that old cowboy and Indian type period of time. Now, what we know from Western films and the old TV shows, that really wasn't the way it went down at all. I actually think the real story is much better.
Finally, the premiere is fittingly in Fort Smith. We're still in a pandemic, so there's some, you know, protocols that have to be put into place, aren't there?
Well, yes, and we wanted to make sure that we had some kind of a premiere in Fort Smith in spite of all the things that are going on. So we, on September the 10th, doors open at the Bakery District at 6:30 p.m. Everyone will be wearing a mask. There'll be protocols that make sure that we are socially distanced, and we will have a much smaller crowd than what we thought we would have had, but we just wanted to make sure we had an event. Now, I'm doing something different for this film, Kyle, and I'm really excited about it. If you go to the film's Facebook page, Indians, Outlaws, Marshals, and the Hanging Judge, the evening at 7 p.m. On September the 10th, you can watch the event streamed, and we will put up there a link, a high-quality link, a YouTube link, where you can watch the film. Now, that's not going to be a one-time only deal. You want to watch the film then, that's when you're going to be able to see it, and then it's going to go dark. UA Press is distributing DVDs. They will be ready then. We'll be announcing a national streaming and broadcast deal later on, and there'll probably be some more streamings through festivals. They're likely all going to be virtual.
Larry Foley's new movie is Indians, Outlaws, Marshals, and the Hanging Judge. He is a professor of journalism and the chair of the School of Journalism and Strategic Media at the University of Arkansas. The documentary's premiere, including on Facebook, is tomorrow night. For more information, you can search Facebook for Indians, Outlaws, Marshals, and the Hanging Judge.